Few surveys also reflect a deep racial divide in attitudes toward science. Black adults, according to the poll conducted earlier this year, are less likely than the general population to trust medical scientists. They are also less likely to have confidence in new COVID-19 treatments or vaccines. Just 54% of black respondents would definitely or probably get a COVID-19 vaccine, compared with 74% of whites and Hispanics. This distrust, exacerbated by the substandard care many black patients get in doctor offices and emergency rooms, is especially troubling in the context of COVID-19, which kills blacks at more than twice the rate at which it kills whites. The racial and political divides in how science is viewed are especially insidious now, when skeptics could undermine whatever progress scientists make in the coronavirus fight. In the worst-case scenario, if enough doubters ignored control measures and vaccines, that could strip science of its ability to protect us all together. I'd like to believe Andrews is right about this being a teachable moment. Maybe not so much for those of us already fixed in our views, but for those whose childhood is being shaped by the coronavirus. These children, whom some are calling Generation C, might grow up with less patience for the polarization fogging our responses today. Let's say they spend their formative years watching the scientific process up close, and let's say that in the end, scientists actually do save the day. Now it's the year 2040, and Gen C is all grown up. Suddenly, a new pandemic emerges. Based on what they learned by living through COVID-19 at an impressionable age, these young adults recognize the urgency of the new outbreak, quickly dismissing any claims that it's a hoax. They put on masks, maintain social distance, get vaccinated as soon as a vaccine is developed, and it's developed quickly because scientists have also learned a thing or two in the interim, as have politicians. They follow experts' recommendations because they know it's the best way to protect not only themselves, but also their neighbors from a plague similar to the one they grew up with that killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world.